Uganda through their foundation and partners have commissioned and handed over a women's and children's ward at Alwel Health Center 3 in Pakwach District. The facility had only one ward that was accommodating both males and females. This for long caused an uproar in the community since both gender were staying together in the same ward, reducing the number of people visiting the facility. The in-charge Alwel Health Center, Hadija Aliku, says they are now receiving more than 2,500 patients monthly compared to the 800 patients they were receiving before the construction of a new ward. She also explains that the water and power challenge was pressing, but they installed two tanks of 20,000 liters capacity can sustain the facility. Aliku urges the community to use the property responsibly for a duration of time.
Those days, for example, she comes, she labors, she's young, they always have complications, you have to refer her, sometimes refer the baby and all that. But now that we have new equipment that can efficiently manage these mothers and babies, we are going to reduce on the referrals that we've been doing. There, you're reducing the cost for this girl, because at the end of the day, she would not even afford a referral to maybe a mall, maybe Pakwach. Referral has cost implications, and at least if she's in Alui, she's at home, an auntie can come and take care of her. But if you send her to a mall, no one will follow her there. She'll be on her own. So I think with this initiative, with the new equipment and the new ward and all that, it is going to reduce on those, if we shall have to refer when it is really necessary.
The Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Pakwach, Florence Achen, says the previous occurrences at the health facility was so embarrassing. The Deputy Prime Minister, Lur Kingdom Vincent Ochea, says the 2020 partnership with MTN gave birth to the development of sports as it was activities leading to the King's coronation. He asked the Pakwach District Local Government to increase the budget for Alwel Health Center so that it can manage the operations of the equipment at the facility. Matlepa Thomas, the Chief Technical Information Officer, MTN, says together with Alwel Kingdom and other partners, they identified a critical need, which was the construction of a ward that could restore the dignity of women.